All right, let's talk about the Instagram hamster wheel and why you should be using other platforms too. Have you ever thought about Instagram in those terms? And do you know what I mean by hamster wheel? Okay. A hamster wheel doesn't turn unless the hamster's running on it. It's kind of like a treadmill. I mean, I guess a treadmill will power itself. But in a sense, I mean, you know, if you're on a treadmill, you're just running and going nowhere. And a hamster wheel is kind of the same thing. You're running and you're going nowhere. And if for it to turn, you have to be running. And it's kind of the same thing with Instagram. For Instagram to work for you, you have to be on it every day. And there's no passivity to the content that you've already put out there. It's always about the newest content. Let's talk about this.
Welcome to Grammar School with Todd.live. The first ever Instagram live show recorded for podcast. This is the place where entrepreneurs and other professionals share with you how they crush it on Instagram and how they grow authentic relationships, build brand awareness and niche authority, and ultimately to get the sale. Without further ado, here's your host, Todd.live.
Look, when you create a video for YouTube, you can trick it out. You can create a good thumbnail, great description, great tags, links in the bio, in the comments below. People can comment. You can respond to their comments. I mean, when you create a piece of YouTube comment, it lives forever, potentially. And it can gain interest forever, potentially. And so your efforts create it's kind of like passive income. It's like you can work your butt off and save $100,000. Take that $100,000 and go buy a 2-unit apartment building. Now, it might be in Des Moines, Iowa. It's not going to be in Orange County, California, that $100 buys a 2-unit apartment building. But maybe it could be in Des Moines, Iowa. You could buy, you know, and probably even there, $100,000 ain't going to get you a nice one. But let's say that you work your butt off, earn $100,000, go buy a 2-unit apartment building. And then you rent the units out. Passive income. You don't have to work for that $100,000 that it took to buy that building anymore. And now it's sitting there earning you money. Passive income. YouTube video. You work your ass off. You trick it out. Great thumbnail. Great tags. Great hashtags. Whatever. You put it on YouTube and it works for you. And over the next however long you're living and creating and doing what you're doing, even when you're gone, it still can generate views and interest and advertising dollars for whoever might control your account at that point. But you've created an asset, something that creates passive income or passive looks or passive attention. I don't know what the right word would be for you getting attention on a piece of content that you created, say, a year ago. But it's passive. You're no longer working on a daily basis for that attention. Any attention that that video could be 5 years old now. Any attention that that video brings in, you've earned in a passive sense. Because you did that work 5 years ago. You've long forgotten the time that you spent building that piece of work. And it's still providing to you today. It's an asset. Not one piece of Instagram content is an asset. Not one piece. It's a lot of work to run an Instagram account. And it's all about the newest thing. If you don't have something new on there, you're forgotten. You're not on people's mind that day. You have to show up every day. It's like a day job. You're an accountant out there somewhere, or an attorney, or whatever it is you do. And the only way you get a paycheck at the end of 2 weeks is if you show up and get the work done. If you don't show up, you don't get a paycheck. It's a miserable life. You know, when I have this discussion, and it happens occasionally on Grammar School here, that I talk about this topic, that Instagram's a major time suck and that Instagram is a lot of work and that Instagram is a hamster wheel. And when you really think about how there's, it's all about that day's content and nothing more, you have to wonder, what the fuck are we doing on this platform?
Thanks so much for listening to Grammar School with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and instagram.com/todd.live. You can get regular live show and tell bonus tutorials at my Grammar School Facebook page, facebook.com/grammarstudents. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Grammar School with Todd.Live.